Yo! Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report, baby. I am your boy, Big Black.
Jay Snark sitting in as usual.
Sitting in as usual on this lovely, lovely week.
It's a beautiful day today.
It was actually really nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Too hot? Wasn't too cold?
Perfect.
It was almost like it was a warm day.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Mild. Danged if it don't feel mild.
Ooh, damn. Oh, that was the Samuel Adams 76 brought to you and sponsored by, once again, Moon Lakers, Holla.
And Sam Adams. So much to talk about this week. So much going on. So many finals going on. I think we should start with the NBA finals, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah. No, I do not disagree.
What with it?
Game one first.
Game one.
We have to talk about that huge fuck up, which is not the first time J.R. Smith has done that, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He did it in New York.
Yeah. And just because he's a fuck up, because that's what J.R. Smith is, man. Like
fucking J.R.
Oh, no, I thought we were going to call a timeout. Bullshit! Bullshit you thought you were going to call a timeout. Because if you thought you were going to call a timeout, you would have thrown up the tee.
Right. Nigga, you would have fucking called the tee.
Oh, my God. Right. LeBron's face, that shot is just, that is just sports, like, heartache in a... Because they needed to win that game. And they had every reason to win that game, too.
Yeah, they... Bro, there was really no reason. All right, here's all the hypotheticals that I ran through as a not basketball expert. He also said basically said along the lines of I didn't expect people to expect me to shoot it over KD. He's got long arms, essentially, is what he said. I'm like this, family. Homeboy, if he makes the second free throw, you're up a point. But that didn't happen, so he misses it. What happens? You get the fucking offensive rebound in the paint. Put that shit back up. Because here's what's going to happen. You're either going to get fouled and get two more shots. You're going to get fouled and make the bucket and get fucking potentially 3 points.
End the game.
And in the game. Or you fucking don't run.
He didn't know the score. He could not have known the score.
There's no fucking way. Exactly. There's no fucking way.
It's just because if you get the offensive rebound, you're either immediately calling a timeout so you can regroup.
Oh yeah, that was the other hypothetical, right?
Because
call a fucking timeout.
Yeah,
instantly.
You come down with the T.
Right. You come down with it.
Yeah.
Elbows in the tee, baby.
Yeah, just boom,
that's
boom,
exactly
boom.
Right.
Because it's just like you hit the ground, boom, timeout. Then you get to, you get the toss in on your side of the court.
Yeah. Obviously, we're at a loss for words.
They're going to get swept.
Oh, it's no, duh.
Because I think if they had won that game, I could have seen it go into like six games.
That's what someone asked me. They were like, what do you see the series at? And I was like, honestly, fucking Warriors in five if they don't get the sweep.
No,
and that was because game one.
Yeah, but it's like
but after they lost tonight, that, obviously, yeah.
After tonight, I don't know. Maybe Cleveland will take one in Cleveland, but going back to Oracle Center for game five is just going to, that's
what I'm saying. There's no, I don't see this going six games. I don't. It's going four, maybe five.
I mean, granted, the Warriors have blown it before.
So the words right out of my mouth, I was smoking this J, and I was like, however, inside of my head, I was like, yeah, but that's real shit because they've blown it a couple times for the sweep wise.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about though that we're watching one of the greatest players in history go up against one of the greatest teams in history.
Yeah,
and
real shit.
It's just like. Yeah, there's a part of me that's like, you know what? We've seen this four times in the last 4 years. You know, why do we need to see it again? But at the same time, I'm just like, well, that's just kind of how it is.
Because that's what happens when you try to play the nice guy for the fans' sakes. Yeah. LeBron should have just kept doing what he was doing after Miami.
What he's going to do next.
He should have never went back to Cleveland. Summer. I know they got a championship.
Yeah, he did that.
But
I don't know.
Was it worth it?
He brought a championship back to Cleveland. Nobody else has been able to do that.
No, that's real shit. That's like not what
in any sport.
That's
so,
real. But you know. He's destroyed
what, the NBA? Because the
pretty much
the model he set up is the only pretty way to win now.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, yeah, but it's not like that, like, it's not like different franchises were winning the fucking the championship before LeBron was in the game.
No, it was just LeBron-led teams.
Yeah, but it, I mean, even before that, it was still just like Lakers, Celtics, Bulls, San Antonio. Yeah, because
there's always.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think the NBA more than any other sport has, like, certain teams are just dominant and the other teams really don't have.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, there's, if you split the teams, I forget how many teams are in the NBA.
28 or 30.
Yeah, it's either, yeah. But I was going to say, there's 16 teams that are always good. Even if they suck, you're still talking about them, you know?
Yeah.
And those are the teams that you named, like some of those teams.
Yeah, but it's just like, and those, you know, it's like what? Like only like eight teams have won the championship in the last like 20 years or something like that?
Some crazy bullshit like that.
You know?
I mean, even like in the whole history of the NBA, bro, if you add the Lakers and the Celtics, that's like half of the fucking
NBA's. Oh, yeah, no, that's NBA's, what I mean. It's like, just like
existence, man.
And it's like, I remember for a while, you know, yeah, the, you know, for as long as Brady and Belichick have been together, you have that perennial AFC, you know, Patriots. But it's like, I remember for a while, every year the NFC was sending somebody different to the Super Bowl, you know, for a while. It wasn't just like a repeat thing.
No, the AFC was fucking...
And the AFC is still kind of just dominated by like three or four teams.
But that's, yeah. Yeah, because... When I started watching football as a child, it's funny how we always talk about football.
It's just the examples.
It's because that's what we know and that's what we're most comfortable with. I remember the Patriots have always been decent from the time I started paying attention to football.
Yeah.
I think I was 11.
Yeah, maybe same 10. With the Broncos.
They've always been decent, you know, and then turned a teenager and they've been dominant. But, yeah, you're right. There's always... So, yeah, in that respect, it's cool that getting back to the NBA, that, you know, the Warriors, teams that we that weren't winning when we were children are winning now.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, again, it's tiring.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just because now it's just like, how do you beat the Warriors? And that's what every team's going to focus on.
Oh, dude, that's how every team in the offseason, I don't give a fuck what they say publicly. Some have said it, like, we're building a team to fucking compete.
Yeah, quote, well, unquote, like,
which means to beat the fucking Warriors, bro.
Yeah, because it's just... Because when Steph Curry is on, it's just... Like, I don't know how you beat that.
It's everything, man. It's the coaching.
He's just in range from, like, half court.
It's everything, though. Right. I mean, even probably from beyond half court, let's be real.
And it's just like, you know, we're witnessing, like, the greatest shooter in NBA history.
Yeah, that's without a question. Yeah, he's wet. Money sauce, fucking the fuck. What was I gonna say? Slipping my brain. Oh well,
Steph, LeBron. I don't know, my friend. It's always weird to me though. Like people are like, I hate LeBron. I hate Steph Curry. I'm like, why? They're both like really good guys.
Yeah, they're right. Like, on the surface, like they're decent human beings. They're good people.
Neither one has ever been arrested, right, to my knowledge. Right. They don't.
Beat their wives and shit.
They don't beat their wives. They don't, as far as I know, even cheat on their wives.
Yeah. Their kids are fucking taken care of. They're all fucking educated. They're
good. LeBron is a great dad. He's
an excellent dad. Yeah.
When his dad was fucking nobody.
Right. You know? So, like, yeah, you hate what they stand for as a basketball player.
Yeah. It's just, it's weird. I guess it's like the Tom Brady thing for me, where it's like, I'm like, as a person, I don't, you know, he's kind of a douchebag, but I don't, like, he's not a bad guy.
Right.
And that's the way I feel with Steph and LeBron. It's just like, I'm like,
all athletes are douchebags.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I feel like football players are more douchey, at least in my experiences, running into the few celebrities, the few athletes that I've had brief encounters with, you know.
No, I think
football players are always way more bro and douchey.
Well, it's just like, I don't know. Just look at, you know, their social action. The NBA players, I feel, are way more active, and especially the stars, you know.
Yeah. Hey, that's one thing we can't knock about the NBA. That's their fucking...
No, I that's something I will always commend that. That's why they also don't have the same fucking problem the NFL does. Because
they will never have the same problem. Because
they don't, you know, you wanna wear some shit on your shoes during warm-ups.
Because it's a player league.
Yeah.
That's right.
During warm-ups, fine. That's fine. But you only get to do it once. Fine.
They will never have NFL problems because it's a player league, you know?
Well, yeah, but it's also just, it's like, The way the media talks about Adam Silver versus the way the media talks about Roger Goodell is so different.
Yeah,
you know?
Because Adam Silver, he came from fucking David Stern.
Yeah.
Right? Who everyone hated. Then you get this clean cut, kind of young dude, and was like I remember his first like press conference was like, yeah, we're going to change a lot. So we're going to make the NBA more modern. And was like, oh, okay. And then he started punishing players like effectively and started changing shit that people were complaining about. That's why you like him, you know. Despite what we talk about with NBA, he did change a lot of shit for better or worse. But the fact of the matter is, he said he was going to do something, came in and did something after his predecessor was. I mean, like, shit, Paul Tagliabue is currently remembered fondly.
Yeah, that's weird to think about.
Because Goodell's doing such a fuck up job in terms of public eye. He's doing a great job now.
But it's like you remember like 10 years ago when like everybody loved Goodell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because he was the new guy and fresh face. Oh, yeah. Then his true colors came out. Obviously, like, I can't say his true colors. I mean, his job is to make these guys as much fucking money as possible.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job at that, you know? But you know, doing that kind of shit, it's not always popular. So that's why he gets crucified, and it's easy to fucking pick on football.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's just like, I watch the way the NFL does things, and then I watch the way the NBA does it, and I'm just like, just why is it so hard for the NFL to fucking like get it through their heads?
I don't disagree with you.
Because it's just like, for me, I'm just like, excuse me. The NBA is going to take you over if you're not careful.
Yeah.
They're going to do it in the next 5 or 10 years.
Five to 10. We'll see. That's real shit, man.
Because it's just like,
that's real. And that's everything. Cause the NBA is embracing esports.
No, the NBA, you don't have a commercial every 30 seconds in the NBA.
I know that's true.
You know, it's
their jerseys though. They're about to start fucking...
What? It's just going to be like FIFA.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So it's like...
You're going to have a little symbol in the corner, and then it's going to say, you know, fucking Goodyear or Ford or...
GE, like the Celtics.
Yeah, GE. What is it? Nuggets have Western Union patches.
Yeah, so it's like, God, it's so weird to me, man. I don't want to see a race car on a basketball court.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just...
You know, what I'm saying?
I would take advertising on jerseys in football if it meant less commercials, less commercial breaks.
I mean, yeah. Cause I was like, but the timeouts. But I was like, that's all built for TV. So
yeah, you know, there's just I'm willing to take that compromise if you're like, yeah, you know. We're going to have logos on our jerseys now, but we're going to cut out, you know, 10 minutes of commercial per game.
Yeah.
I will take it, sir.
Yeah. All right. I can't argue with that. I can't argue.
It's
a fucking valid reason. That's a good point. Sir.
No, I don't like it. I'm not for it necessarily, but if, you know, you quitro quo, you know,
squid pro row,
something like that. But it's just, you know, they have to do it in soccer because there's no fucking commercial breaks.
Yep. Goal. 95th minute. God.
So 4 minutes of extra time?
Man.
Why? Yeah. We just decided.
We'll see.
Okay.
Well, four-ish. Man, let's go to another minute.
Fucking A. Anyway.
But yeah.
I say Warriors sweep. I'm going to say they're going to take the next two games in Cleveland.
Blowout. 1-2. First game was done in overtime after we talked about that J.R. Smith fuck up.
Oh, yeah,
overtime. 114-124 was that score. Today's game was 103 to 122, which we can talk about now because really we only talked about game one.
Yeah, no, it was.
I didn't watch game
LeBron
two.
LeBron scored because I fucked fucking up. 80 points in two games and they still fucking lost.
Yeah, man, look at that. 44 minutes, 29 points. This is LeBron. 13 assists, 9 rebounds. Crazy. Kevin Love, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist. Kevin Love was doing his fucking job.
Kevin Love's stepping up. He's doing his fucking job.
Tristan Thompson, 11 points. You putting in work. Let's see. J.R. Smith.
George Hill.
Doug, George Hill's 15 points, 3 rebounds. Excuse me, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. J.R. Smith. I would start with minutes first. 31 minutes. 1 fucking rebound. 2 assists and 5 points. Everyone else is in single digits. You ain't winning games.
No, you need
against a high caliber team like that.
No, it's just either they need the Golden State Warriors to fuck up some way and just not bring a game, not bring it, or everyone else on the Cavs needs to like just play perfectly.
Look, Draymond Green, fucking 39 minutes, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 points. I'm going to look at JR stats again. 31 minutes, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 5 points. Bro.
And they're both like terrible people. Like they're both just like, I'm just like, oh God, I hate you both.
But I'm like, 8 rebounds, though, that's fucking a lot.
JaVale McGee had 3 dunks that I saw. JaVale fucking McGee.
That's a name I haven't thought about in fucking years.
Yeah. He has 3 rings.
That is so fucking crazy, bro. I didn't even know he was on the Warriors. I don't pay attention at all.
He got he left Denver and went to the Warriors with Iggy.
Shit, that nigga's either.
But yeah, like JaVale McGee, 12 points on the night.
Dog, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Yes. Yeah, see, it's like points, 5, 26 from Kevin Durant, JaVale McGee 12, Steph Curry 33, Klay Thompson 20, Sean Livingston 10.
You can't win when they're doing that.
You can't.
Like if Steph and Kevin Durant are in like, yeah, bro. It's just like if they're in plus 20, what the fuck are you gonna do? Because Klay Thompson's still gonna get his fucking shots in.
Their bench put in 26 points. All right, Cleveland's bench. Let's see, 6, 7, 9, 11, 13. 15, 21.
Yeah, you need your bench to put in about 30 points if you're gonna win.
Yeah, with the way J.R. Smith is playing,
blowout.
Yeah, 122 to 103, dog. That's fucking bad.
Like I watched probably the first 3 quarters. Then there was a Family Guy rerun, so I watched that.
Familiar Guy.
It was a good one. It was a high concept one. So, it was like, I think the closest I saw it get was about 4 points. But every time Golden State needed a run,
they got it. Of course they did.
And it was just like every time it was like, okay, we got it in within 5. Boom, Golden State sinks a 3, and it's boom back up to 8. And it's like, what are you gonna do? Like, how do you,
Yeah. See, what's the game 3?
Wednesday. I'm going to say Warriors 108, Cleveland 100.
Wow, this nigga's predicting scores. I ain't doing that. Yeah,
that'll be my prediction.
All right, today's Sunday. So you get what? Monday, Tuesday. You get 2 days off.
2 days off. One day for travel.
Yeah. I could see Cleveland taking Friday's game.
If Cleveland takes one, they're going to take – I see them taking Wednesday's game.
I don't think they'll be – here's what I see.
Because their back's against the wall. Their back is against – and if you lose that game 3, then it's just like I think everybody's just going to give up. But
LeBron.
But LeBron.
But that's the thing, bro. Like, LeBron with his back to the wall is totally different than regular LeBron, which is crazy. You know, I think they still steamroll him on game three, Warriors, because they're just on a roll. Cleveland gets their shit together game four, because, nigga, LeBron's not losing at home. He'll probably punch JR in the mouth or something like that. And then they go back to the Warriors, Golden State, and get shut out.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, not shut out.
No, you. Yeah, I mean, obviously they're gonna.
Or they lose on Friday, and then that's it too. But it's like that's the
Cavaliers scoring 0 points.
Dude, that would be fucking crazy.
I mean, unprecedented would probably be a word.
Yeah, used. That would be. Whew. Be like a Broncos.
The Cavaliers all fainting within 1 second of the game starting, not recovering until 30 seconds left in that.
Got to fucking forfeit the game.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be knucking futs.
But yeah, I'm gonna just.
We agree, the Cavs ain't winning.
No, and if they do, well, I will be happily wrong.
If they fucking win, that would be the collapse.
Yeah.
That would take over Atlanta Patriots. It really would.
The biggest collapse ever? Yeah,
it really would.
Or would it be like, would it cement LeBron as just like the greatest as he just lifts this team
on his back? It would be both. Absolutely both. Because,
I mean, Cleveland did come back down two games, you know, when they won 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like there's still LeBron with his back against the wall at home is a dangerous player.
Getting
the rest of those motherfuckers, though.
Okay, here's my thing. I predict the Warriors will win within 4 or 5. If they get to 7, the Cavaliers will win.
Nah.
That'll be my prediction.
If, yeah. No, it's going 5 games max.
No, I mean, like,
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
But I just.
Nope.
They've choked before. It has happened.
It has. But, oh, God, that would be fucking crazy. All right, we'll take your break right quick from this NBA nonsense. Just kidding. It's not nonsense. It's sports, baby. Skame gave us a fucking call earlier today. We're going to fucking see what the fuck we talked about. Check it, check it, check it, check it out. Hey, we got Skame on the phone. My nigga's all in his own space now.
Word, yeah. Officially in resident as of yesterday.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you, thank you. Finally got my own apartment. No more roommates. Too fucking old fat bullshit.
Word. Hell yeah, dog. That shit was good.
Yeah.
Mr. Ear Infection, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. I'm deaf in one ear right now, but I can hear you.
Word. You gonna punch me in the ear with some UFC?
Yeah. So Friday, we had a UFC fight night. As we all know, as I've stated over many episodes of the show, most of the fight nights are trash. This was one of them, other than the main event. Main event was Jimmy Rivera versus Marlon Moraes. Both of them are relatively new to the UFC. Moraes, after he came out of Brazil, he was mostly fighting in World Series of Fighting for a while. Jimmy Rivera was in King of the Cage, World Series of Fighting, and Bellator. Now he's in the UFC. He was riding a 20-fight win streak, so he's a hell of a fighter. Had up-and-coming star in the UFC. I think this was his third fight in the UFC, maybe. I gotta double-check that, but Marlon Moraes, another kind of up-and-comer. I mean, he doesn't have a win streak like Rivera did, but he ended up getting the win. It was a head kick to punch the stoppage, so basically he rocked the shit out of him with the head kick and then just dropped punches on him until the ref pulled him off. First round win too, so that, I mean, that was a pretty big win.
Yeah, that's nice.
Stopping Jimmy Rivera's win streak there.
That nice.
Yeah, I mean, he got a couple of wins over some solid competition. Moraes lost his first UFC fight, but he racked off wins against John Dodson, Aljamain Sterling, and now Jimmy Rivera. So, I mean, he's coming up. He's setting himself up for a title run.
Yeah, that's what's good, yo.
Yeah, but that's all I got for the UFC, because like I said, the rest of the card was trash, and who watches UFC on a Friday anyway?
Right.
Right. Yeah, I was surprised that it was a Friday night fight, but I don't even think it was Friday night. It might have been earlier than that.
Point is, it's fight night.
Yeah. yeah. next thing up is NASCAR. We had the Pocono 400 today.
Oh, okay. Pocono.
Yes, Pocono. We had Truex Jr., Martin Truex Jr., I'm sorry, got a second win of the season. He won stage one. Kevin Harvick won stage two, and then Truex Jr. rounded it out and won the overall race.
Nice.
The running order for that was Truex Jr. in first, Kyle Larson second, Kyle Busch third, Kevin Harvick was in fourth, Brad Keselowski was in fifth, Ryan Blaney sixth, Eric Almirola was seventh, Jimmy Johnson was eighth, Joey Logano nine, and Chase Elliott was tenth.
Joey.
Yeah, Kyle Busch is still in the lead in the overall standings for the championship. Kevin Harvick is in second. We got Logano in third. And then Martin Truex Jr. was in fourth. Brad Keselowski in fifth. I'm not going to run down the rest of the top ten for that.
You're good. Top five, dead or alive, baby.
Yeah, I don't have much info on the race itself because I was busy moving, so I didn't actually get a chance to watch it. But yeah, just figured that. Put out the winners there for you.
Yeah, appreciate that, because you know I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I would have liked to, but I mean I didn't have the chance. I've been busy running back and forth all fucking day, so
word.
But the next thing up, word. Fucking NHL finals.
Oh yeah, you're fucking NHL finals. I have not been paying attention at all.
Well, the Caps are up 2-1 right now against Vegas. They got wins in games 2 and 3, I believe. I think Vegas won game one. Game four is set for tomorrow night. But, I mean, it's been crazy to watch. It's fun watching Ovechkin play these finals because he's having such a good time out there in his first finals ever.
Word. That's real shit. See, I should watch it for that.
Yeah. He's like a little kid, dude. He's getting all this. Like, they had a big save by their goaltender, Holtby. He dove for the puck and stopped it with the paddle of his stick. You know how the goalie sticks have that big fat part?
Yeah, yeah.
He dove across the crease and stopped the puck with that, and they showed Ovechkin on the bench. He put his hand in his glove and just see him shaking his face, like shaking his head in his hand. And his teammates scoring goals. He's jumping up and down, screaming his head off.
Fucking
having a blast out there.
That's like a feel-good story. Even though he doesn't really need one, but like it's always nice when you watch a sport or something, and it's just, this is a motherfucker who's been at his A game for pretty much his whole career. So to see him like lose his shit like a child, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean everybody grew up playing hockey. They fucking fantasize about this shit.
Right.
I know I have when I played hockey, even though I'm nowhere close to making it to pros. But everybody has that fantasy of scoring goals in the finals and shit like that. He has 2 goals right now in the finals.
Damn, nice.
14 total in the playoffs.
Holy shit.
This playoffs. And then 60 career playoff goals total. He had a goal in game two and a goal in game three. And, I mean, he's just having a blast. I mean, it's the first time they ever got past round two. So he's taking full advantage of this shit.
Hell yeah.
Well, he also tied the record for the most goals in the postseason this year, too.
Oh, he did? Ovechkin did?
Tied for first in that.
You said Ovechkin did?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think beast. That record's been standing since, like, the early 90s.
Shit. Holy fuck.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got a chance to break it tomorrow. And, I mean, we'll see what happens. But he got a few more games to break that record, so hopefully he can do it. And the way it's looking, I mean, they're having a hell of a run towards the cup. They seem to be dominating and outplaying Vegas right now.
Yeah.
Which is making the Las Vegas casinos pretty damn happy because they're set to lose fucking millions if the Knights win.
Oh, that's real shit, though. Yeah, see, I didn't even... Damn, that's real.
They said Vegas casinos can lose a total of like 5 to 7 million if the Knights fucking win this thing.
Damn. They don't... Ooh, man. Yeah, they ain't trying to take hits like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, first year in the league, you're pretty much guaranteed long shot at the beginning of the season.
Right.
I think, from what I've seen, odds were like 250 to 1, 200 to 1, 50 to 1. The biggest one I seen, I came across an article, the biggest ticket was purchased for $300 at 400 to 1 odds, and whoever owns that ticket said to win $120,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's paying out the ass, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's... You know, we know who the bookies are going for, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty damn crazy. I mean, like I said, either way, it's a hell of a story. Vegas wins first year in the league and they're winning the cup, or Ovechkin and the Caps winning it for the first time in a long time.
Bananas.
No, first time ever, I should say.
Yeah. I kind of hope Vegas wins just so those motherfuckers have to pay everybody. Because they've been ripping motherfuckers.
Bankrupt casinos get tore down and shit.
I'm saying, bro, they've been ripping niggas off for years, bro, so that would be nice.
Yeah, it's time for them to get fucked.
For real. Can't smash my hand with no hammer on this one.
No, yeah, about to do that shit to them. Go to the fucking Vegas bookies. It's time for me to break your kneecaps, bitch.
Where's my fucking money? That's real.
It's been a busy weekend for me, so that's all I got this week.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. I just got back from recording on a different podcast with my homies, doing some movie shit. Word. Yep, at Jam the Radar.
Nice.
I'll plug it again later.
Is that like movie reviews or?
Yeah, it's movie reviews. It's Derek's podcast. Derek and
cool.
Fucking Ryan. And another dude I was on it with, I went to school with. It was pretty dope. It was cool.
Yeah.
Definitely nice. Different.
Oh, is that why you went to see that double feature?
Yes. I mean,
nice.
I made it a double feature because I was bored and I had nothing to do. And it was worth it.
Fuck it. Sometimes those are the best. I've done a few of those myself.
For real, I mean, like, really, the last time I did that was, like, in high school. And I paid for one movie at like 8 in the morning and then would leave at like fucking 6 at night.
Yeah, me and Danny used to do that shit all the time. We would go downtown to Boston and just hit that AMC and just hit two movies at once, see what we wanted to see and get the fuck out of there.
Yep. It was cool. It was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, man. You got anything else?
Nah, man, like I said, that's all I got this week.
Word, that's right, you did just say that.
Listen to me, goddammit.
I'm sorry. I'm smoking weed.
I'm the deaf one, not you.
That's real shit. Follow this nigga on the internet at Scheme44 on Twitter at Nemesis_44. I fucked that up. Nemesis underscore
it's a long one.
Supreme44. There it is.
There you go.
On Instagram. Word. Well, I hope you feel better, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm probably calling it an early night tonight. I'm fucking rest up for work tomorrow.
Fucking A. Appreciate it. Yeah. We look forward to hearing from you next week.
Of course, man. Same time, same channel.
Oh, shit. That's the internet. And anytime you want it to be, because it's the internet. I love it.
You know what the fuck I mean.
No, I know. That's what's dope. That's what's fucking dope. All right. Peace.
Peace.
Word, appreciate you again, my nigga. Thank you for doing that, even though you're sick. But that's how much we fucking love you guys, goddammit.
Woo! Colorado racing, baby, Truex.
Yes.
Martin
Shure.
Yeah. But
Junior.
I'm digging the Stanley Cup finals.
So who you got, Snoggy?
I'm gonna root for the Capitals. I'm hoping the Capitals pull it off. I'd like to see Ovi get his cup finally.
I'm with you.
But no, you know, if Vegas pulls it out, I won't be upset. I'll be upset, but you know,
You'll get over it.
I'll get over it. They did have a bunch of people murdered in their city, so
that's real.
You know, that's
real.
That's either way, it's a good story. So I'm supportive either way, and I've enjoyed the games I've been able to watch.
Oh yeah,
no, that's right. Been able to watch. So but yeah.
Like Scame said, Caps are up 2-1.
Yeah, so 2-1. It's really anybody's fucking, you know, series at this point.
Yeah, it really is, because I'm like, all right, so they play tomorrow.
Yeah, they play tomorrow. They're back in Vegas.
Yep.
They're still in Washington. DC. Yeah, so the Vegas has got to win.
If they don't win. Because they go home, they might take one at 5.
Did you watch any of their pregame, man?
I read about it, but I didn't watch anything.
It's ridiculous.
I heard it was fucking ridiculous.
They have people on skates sword fighting.
Yeah.
It's like medieval times on ice.
But on ice.
The restaurant, not the time period.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, it's nuts. It's the only like pregame like thing that's not like the national anthem. Oh, quick NBA thing. Carlos Santana did the national anthem at the finals tonight.
Oh shit!
It was nice.
Nice.
It was just him on guitar and with a drum.
Of course, he fucking murdered that shit.
Oh no, he just played the fucking anthem. It was fine. It was over in like 3 minutes. It was great.
Fucking murdered it. Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out tomorrow,
but but there was a part of me that was like, you know, there's some fucking asshole who is out there is like, why is Carlos Santana playing our national anthem? Why ain't he playing the Mexican national anthem?
Oh, or some snap.
Bullshit like that. Because people are fucking ignorant. And that's the time we live in.
Dummies. I mean,
but anyway, yeah. I loved it. Thought it was great. And he didn't sing, so there was nothing like to complain about. But yeah, cheers to Carlos Santana. Great job. Yeah.
Hats off to you, my good sir.
He wasn't wearing his fedora. And my friend and my coworker was like, he should have worn his fedora. And I was like, it's not like we don't know he's bald.
that's true. You do get to a certain age and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, plus it's Santana, come on.
Yeah, really. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell him? Put a hat on?
If you're a young lady and you want to sleep with Santana, you've already made that decision before that hat came off.
Long before that hat came off.
Long before that hat came off.
That's fucking great. He only has sex with girls named Maria. True story.
Racist question mark?
No, that song.
Oh yeah.
God.
Racist on my part.
It's great. Oh, love the casual racism.
At least we acknowledge it.
No, this is for entertainment purposes, baby.
Check my privilege.
No. But yeah, fucking, I would like to see Alex Ovechkin fucking win a Stanley Cup personally, I guess. So
yeah, there's only a slight part of me that's like, that'll make Putin happy, and that'll probably make Trump happy.
Donald Trump, fuck Mike Pence, fuck them all,
because you know,
fuck them.
You're always happy when your boss is happy.
That's right, sucking that Russian cock, son.
Right. Hashtag collusion.
Hashtag bitches.
What's going on in the Overwatch League?
Nothing that I want to talk about. Because Boston still hasn't fucking won.
What?
Yeah, they're pulling a goddamn Shanghai. It's bullshit, sir.
The Shanghai one?
It's fucking bullshit.
No, come on.
0-6.
0-6.
This fucking...
Man, they're in their basement dwelling this round.
Oh. It's so bad, yo. I honestly haven't watched a single full, like, I haven't watched a full game.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, these motherfuckers. You know what else I can do? I can go clean up my house. That's more fun right now.
I can do some laundry.
Yeah, like that's fucking, that's what it's at right now for me to Overwatch. I know there's a lot of other happy motherfuckers. Valiant, 6-0, pulling a Boston like last season. I mean, Chelsea last stage.
Still fucking on top.
Damn. Yeah, New York's, they're fucking, they're great. Gladiators are doing it well. Doing it well.
San Francisco seems to be doing very well.
Yeah, they're 4-2 with the Houston Outlaws and Dallas Fuel.
No, they must have the tiebreakers then.
Philadelphia, London are 3-3. Seoul is 2-4. Yeah. And like we said, Boston, Florida, and Shanghai are 0-6, and it's fucking sad.
My beloved Dragons.
It's fucking sad. Boston is still fourth overall, though, right now. They have to win a fucking game this week. Otherwise, they'll drop out of playoff. Guaranteed playoff spot.
Guaranteed playoff contention.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, so like I said, it sucks right now. But like in the grand scheme of things, they're still doing aight. They're like a game ahead.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right now. But yeah, man. Right now, there is an anniversary event going on. If you haven't played Overwatch in a little while, get on that shit. Because for the first time ever... You can win in your loot box fucking shit you didn't get during previous events, which is pretty nice. Because y'all niggas know how it is when you want that goddamn Mercy skin and you can't fucking get it. You know, I wanted that witch during the Halloween shit. Never got it. Hopefully.
I know what that is.
Hopefully I'll fucking get it this time around.
Just because I remember people bitching about it.
Oh, dude, it was fucking awful. It was awful. I got everything else but that one. That was the one I wanted. I got the Zenyatta one, too. The Skullyatta. That shit was dope. But anyways, I'm kind of nerding out a little bit.
A little bit.
But, games are still Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday.
I would like to point out that the Shanghai Dragons are proving me wrong, not owning the fourth stage as I promised, and making me look foolish fucking for holding up my four.
Foolish. But, God damn it.
But I still have hope for my woeful dragons. The woeful dragons. I just, you know, you got a fan. You got a fan, Shanghai.
Shanghai, yo. Because I follow them on the Instagrams. Dude, they're definitely like the lovable losers. Like everyone's just like rooting for them to win a goddamn game. Everyone, bro. And it's like the pictures that they have of them are so sad. It's like they're hugging each other and shit after games. It's like, we still love you. Hashtag Shanghai Dragons. Hashtag whatever their slogan is. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, I got to start like following
2,000 comments and shit. What's your favorite Shanghai Dragon moment when they lose to the Boston Uprising? Because I'm a fucking troll on the internet sometimes. It's so funny. But I don't hide, though. That's the thing. You all can right, find
well,
me.
I'll start following on the gram. I'll be like, we still love you, Yo, Shanghai.
It's crazy. It's so sad. It's so depressing.
I'll do the the peace sign with the me.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro. It's a good follow. Boston
Uprising are baka.
Bro, fuck that bullshit. I don't even know what you just said, dog, but I ain't feeling it. I can tell from your tone. I grew up in a multicultural area, son. It's all about tonality, which is not necessarily true because if you think about tone only, you would think every Asian person is angry yeah, all the time. Yeah,
Russians are fucking pissed.
Yeah, so that's not true. I take or that me. Back. It's a lot of... Yeah, it's real shit. No, it's just true. It's true.
You sound mad. What? I'm not mad at no, all.
It's fucking regular.
I just have a deep voice.
Got a goddamn deep voice, and I'll take no goddamn shit. That's what he says every time, and then he slaps people.
Slap them.
He doesn't... See, that's the part he didn't tell y'all. He slaps motherfuckers.
Like Louise from Bob's Belch...
Bob's Burgers. I was thinking more like the was it Come On With It, which with the baby powder and fucking Mike Epps with the in How High with the baby powder.
Oh yeah, or what is it? I wear a glove with Vaseline to keep my hands soft.
What the fuck was that from?
I don't know. Creeps do that.
It's so gross.
Disgusting creeps do that.
Nasty. Boston plays the Seoul Dynasty and on Wednesday in the shitty Shanghai Dragons on Friday. So guess the fuck what, Julian? On Friday.
On Friday.
I mean, oh, wait.
One team's got to win.
Hey. On Wednesday, after the Boston game, yeah. Shanghai plays Florida. So that's another winless team.
Oh, all
Two
right.
Two winless teams going at it.
All right, here
Somebody's coming out Wednesday. With a W.
I'm gonna be following you, Shanghai, on Wednesday. So don't let me down.
You can do it on the Twitch. You
don't
can do
let
it everywhere.
Me down.
Woo,
Shanghai.
That's funny. But yeah, it's been a sad state of affairs for. I mean, I still fucks with the Boston Overwatch.
Yeah, team, I mean that's fine. They're just having a bad, you know, stage.
This is what people expected the team to be throughout the whole first season, two seasons. So it's cool. It's cool. I'm like, they got to places they quote unquote shouldn't have been, but it was fucking great balls. MLB balls.
MLB balls.
Balls of Major League.
It was a rough weekend for my Rockies.
Bah, 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 bah.
They got swept by the Dodgers. Now they're a game and a half behind. That was good.
Yeah. I need to sample that.
But yeah. And the Dodgers aren't fucking good. Which
they
really
fucking
pissed
better
me
be.
Off. But yeah, they're out of first place again. The Diamondbacks have come out of their swoon, if they will, to retake first place. But it's all right. The NL West is so tight right now. Everybody's like within four or five games. Except the Padres, who are like six games behind.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, the Rockies are a game and a half. That's not terrible at all.
Hey, the Reds have won over 20 games.
Oh, finally. But fuck, they're 16 games back in the fucking Central.
Oh, yeah. What, the Brewers have won 36?
Oh, that's so crazy. 16 games?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Oh. Yo,
to be out of contention basically this early,
right? That's exactly what I was like, there's no way in hell. Okay, there's
wait, possible, go to the AL Central. How bad is that?
Oh, let's see. Ooh. What,
White Sox still haven't won 20 games. They're
Orioles.
Only 11 games behind.
That's crazy, though. The Orioles haven't won a fucking, they only got 17 wins, too, 23 games behind. I mean, of course, you're in the fucking AL East.
Yeah, AL East. That makes Ooh. Sense.
God damn, that's a lot of games,
damn,
man.
The Blue Jays are 15 games behind.
Yeah, 14. They started off pretty well. People were sucking that dick early in the season.
Yeah, it's like in the AL East, you have to play, you know, you have to do well. Otherwise,
you have to start hot.
Because you're not going to get that wild. Well, you're not going to. Oh, man. Ah! Well, whatever. We're both of our teams are in first and second place, so it's right now we don't have too much to complain about.
No, not at all. I mean, the Red Sox are a game up. Your team's a game and a half behind, so it's like, I mean, the Red Sox have the best fucking league record in the league.
Yeah,
so that's fucking nice.
I was like, why have the Red Sox played so much more games than the Yankees? And I was like, oh right, because of rain and shit.
Yeah, and like the Yankees had the tiebreaker for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
They got to catch up.
No, it'll go back and forth all fucking season.
Just stay relevant, Rockies, through July. That's all I ask. Like, our bullpen has given up a crazy amount of runs lately.
Crazy.
Because one of our seventh inning guy is like fucking out.
Oh shit, that sucks.
So it's like fucked up the whole rotation.
Yeah, that shit's serious.
But whatever, it's fine. It's June.
True that.
We're not even in an All Star break, so
true that.
All Star voting has started though, which is stupid.
True that.
I'm sorry, I just hate All Star voting because I'm just like, no, you just got in because you're a fucking Met or a Cub or a, you know, whatever.
And on a popular team,
yeah. And a billion fucking people live in your fucking city. So I'm just bitter as a small market guy.
It's all good, family.
Because Nolan Arenado is a better fucking third baseman than Chris Bryant. Come at me, fucking Cubs fans.
Ooh.
He's the best fucking third baseman in baseball. I don't give a shit. Just because he plays for a better fucking team or a better fucking, like, more popular club does not make a difference. But whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Fuck the Cubs.
Fuck him in their stupid ass.
Yes. My grandfather was a Cubs fan, and you might be like, oh, Julian grandfather was. Yeah. But you know what? They won the World Series. So now it's fine. It's fine. He's up in, you know, Jedi heaven or whatever.
Having a fucking brew ski with some old Cubs.
But that's so fucked up. My grandfather lived 84 years and never saw the Cubs win a World Series.
That's so crazy. I can't imagine. I literally can't, because it's not possible for me to.
It's not possible. It's possible for me with the Rockies.
Yeah, but you've seen, like, it's.
I've seen, you know, the Broncos and the Avalanche win a couple each.
But,
and
like, that shit doesn't matter. Like, if you're a baseball fan, yeah, it's cool. Basketball.
Yeah,
it's cool. Football.
I've seen the Broncos win, you know, all their Super Bowls in my lifetime, and I'm
true,
a football fan. So, but damn, it would have been nice. It would be nice to see the Rockies win a World
Series. Wow, that's crazy. The only team I haven't seen, the Revolution. They make it far. The soccer team, they make it far, but it's like
they've never won the MLS.
I don't, as far as I know,
they have. I know the Rapids have.
But yeah, I've seen the Red Sox. I've seen win multiples. I've seen the
Pats. You've seen the Celtics, Pats,
the Celtics, and the Bruins. That's fucking crazy. Ah, y'all niggas hate us.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another city where that's like
common.
Yeah, well, like, or at least like in the last decade.
No, it's been Boston, man. It's been fucking crazy.
It's also just like other cities just don't have that many teams, you know.
No, a lot of cities do though.
Yeah, but it's no. I mean, like, you know, I'm looking at like New York.
That's one, like, numbers LA. Wise, California and New York teams and Texas, those areas should be winning it from a numbers game.
Like, you know, what was it? San Francisco won, you know, 3 fucking World Series.
That's true. They did. They were shitting on everybody. But that doesn't
mean shit to a Dodgers fan.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's real.
It's, you know, whereas like everybody in New England.
Because all three, New York, Texas, California.
Yeah. And like Texas and doesn't.
Florida.
Hasn't had any really dominant teams.
They all have at least 2 teams of each sport,
except for Texas. Does Texas have 2 hockey teams? I think they just have the Stars,
the Sharks,
San Jose. That's California.
Oh, I thought that was in Texas.
No, it's Northern California.
I thought it was Northern Northern Texas. That's fucked up. Dallas Stars. Oh, this is gonna kill me. Okay, hold on.
I don't think so. I don't know, because Houston doesn't have a NHL team. San Antonio definitely doesn't have an NHL team. I don't think there's an Austin doesn't.
Texas just has the Dallas Stars. Yeah. No,
but they have 2 of everything else at least.
Damn, that's crazy.
Because they have got the Rangers and the Astros. They have the Texans and the Cowboys. They have the Rockets.
And the Spurs.
The Spurs and the Mavericks.
And the Mavericks. That's right. They got the fucking Mavericks too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one, like, you know, New York, Pennsylvania has 2. Philly, the Flyers and the Penguins. I have never thought about that.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Philly and Pittsburgh have 2. Each have 1 of every.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the same shit with basketball, but like, I never thought about hockey. I don't think about hockey.
Oh, I guess Pittsburgh doesn't have a basketball team.
The fucking Buffalo Sabres, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Tampa Bay Lightning, Florida Panthers.
Florida Lightning!
The Anaheim Mighty Ducks, Los Angeles Kings, and the San Jose Sharks.
It blows my mind that Florida has 2 fucking hockey teams.
It's a long state. speaking of long states, there was a state of fucking supreme spelling.
Oh,
over this weekend.
The Scripps Howard spelling bee?
Yeah.
Where where all my nerdy friends are like, I don't like sports, but I'm going to like watch the spelling bee. And then they pretend to be sports fans for the spelling bee.
Yep. That's why we tweeted about it at TMSR, baby, because we value sports of all in competition and education.
Yeah. And hell yeah.
We value those
kids are awesome.
Those kids are fucking smarter than I will ever be at spelling words, because I guarantee you those niggas can't get a girl. Guarantee it.
Well,
you little, maybe. You stupid 12-year-old. Don't even know how to get a girl. Just kidding. That was
I'm 12. I'm not anything yet.
that was the whole point.
I don't even know if I like girls shit. Yet.
Oh, this motherfucker was 14. Nah, dog. No excuses. No excuses.
14-year-old. He don't look American.
He's an Indian American.
Oh, well, that's
the 11th Indian American kid in a row, fam. So the last 11 years have been straight, like, who won before? A Mexican kid?
It must have been a white kid. Or maybe an Asian kid.
Oh. This ain't the math competitions, Julian.
I'm
competitions right.
I'm dyslexic, so I was very bad at spelling bees growing up.
I think I won my second grade spelling bee, and I was like, fuck y'all. Y'all can't tell me shit. I want a little trophy.
I want a geography bee in like sixth grade. But yeah, fucking spelling. I think I spelled Alaska Alaka. because I was like, all I know is there's an A every other letter. And there's like a K and an L in it.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, congratulations.
Karthik Namani.
Yeah. You the man, Kartik.
14 years old, won the spelling bee.
And when you're like 20 and, you know, you'll be like looking back on it and be like, this is pretty cool.
God damn, that trophy is fucking serious.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not a bad trophy.
I guess I never see the trophy presentation. I always see the confetti and all that crazy shit and them like, you know, crying and stuff and then talking to the parents. But I never seen that trophy is fucking magnificent.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what it's a better trophy than? World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup fucking stick thing is awful.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb trophy.
It's so hideous.
It looks dumb, and B, it's fucking tiny.
Oh yeah, speaking of World Cup, we will have coming soon some World Cup.
Our special correspondent.
Some more satellite correspondings for the World Cup. It's coming soon.
For everybody outside of the U.S.
It's coming soon. And he called it, I quote, the beautiful game. And I was like, all right, nigga, you can do it.
He did. He did refer
you
to it.
You do not have to. It's cool, nigga. We are friends. I love you, Doug. You don't have to butter it up, nigga. We're good. And that's what it is.
I don't know him well enough to be like, don't.
No, it's it's fine. But no, he does know a lot about fucking soccer. No. He always gives me shit every time I was like, soccer's fucking stupid.
Does
like,
he refer to it as football?
When he wants to aggravate me. I mean, I haven't talked to him about fucking soccer since I left Boston. Really,
football, or as I call it, football.
But yeah, that's coming soon. I ain't telling y'all who it is. Y'all find out.
I'm excited.
Last but not least, we got some All or Nothing to watch here on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, 28-10. I guess that's the new season.
Yeah, I could be down for that. Seeing Dak and Zeke.
There's also the New Zealand All Blacks, which is a rugby team, which I'm probably going to watch because it's sports and it gives me something to talk about during the NFL offseason. And hey, if we end up hating the NFL, fuck it, we might just watch rugby.
Maybe we'll get super into rugby.
Super. But yeah, I'm gonna check out shit, man. I might actually just watch an episode tonight, see where that goes.
I'm gonna play some Hyrule Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors. Oh yeah, I've been playing. Played Assassin's Creed. I started playing that again.
Oh yeah.
You know what's crazy? Ubisoft ruins my life, huh?
Did you get the DLC, like the Afterlife stuff?
Oh, of course. I haven't got there yet. That's why I'm doing it now. Because I beat the base game, but I haven't. So I got fucking the South Park game. It's playing that shit. L, guess what comes out? Another Ubisoft game called Assassin's Creed. Cool. Playing that shit. DLC comes out. I don't get to it because I'm taking my time. I'm like, cool, I'm about to run through this game, playing it. Oh, shit, guess what comes out next? Fucking Far Cry 5. And this is like over 6 months.
They got you. They got you in their cycle.
They get me every fucking year. That's the company that gets me every year,
Ubisoft. I bought my first Ubisoft game that in like recent memory with Fractured Butthole.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Makes me hopeful for more Switch port overs. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Buy a fucking Xbox.
Yeah.
Because then you can get a fucking nice ass upscaling machine.
It's all right. I bought my Switch. I like my Switch.
You can't do what I can do.
Yeah, but I don't need to do what you can do.
And I don't need to know what you can do either. Thank you guys for listening to the Minority Sports Report. Follow us on the internet at TMS Report.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter, at Jimmy Blinksex on Instagram.
And like I said, Skame, he's on Twitter at Skame44 and on Instagram at Nemesis_44. Whoa! Nemesis_Supreme44. There it is. That noise Julian made. That's the noise I hear every time I have to say his fucking Instagram shit. My shit is the beatnik. That is at @THE1EATNIK. Thanks for listening.
Woo!
There's gold at stake for Golden State. How much weight can King's shoulders take? When the odds ain't great, some fold and break. While greats let the dreams of a ring motivate. Boys become men when postseasons begin. These lights shine brighter, baby, sink or you swim. To those who got here by the skin of their teeth, the formula's the same now, win and repeat. Never sleep on a man that's expected to lose, with a chip on his shoulder and something to prove. The bottom's full of wolves and they thirsty for blood. The mission is to catch somebody slipping above. But numbers don't lie, I've heard them say it at times. Cream rises to the top, it's a favorite of mine. And the cream of this crop, you'll admit, is impressive. But to quote the boy Hove, gotta finish your breakfast. And watch for the quiet ones, they bring in the storm. Even with a man down, the show must go on. No time for crying, better pick up the slack. 'Cause ain't no guarantee that you gon' ever be back.